Oops. Whoa, was I talking right then, or was it on mute this whole time? Flippy, tell me, was it live?
It says it was live, but like you weren't saying anything.
Oh, dang. Well, okay, so this is the AK-47 Guru podcast. We're doing these live on Tuesdays, and we're recording it on the Gun Website's YouTube channel. If you're listening to this as a podcast, we take the audio and post it over on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. So if you are listening in the future, leave us some feedback over there. If you're listening live over on YouTube or Gun Channels, then we'll be watching the comments. And tonight's show, we will be talking about the AK-47 Buyer's Guide once again. We did the project here over the last month or so to raise funds to build the ultimate Kalashnikov resource online, and that is well underway. So most of the patches are out from the perks from that campaign. There are a couple waiting. We have some stickers in the mail to refuel some of the last patches that are going out. But aside from that, we've been working on the website itself pretty much nonstop here for the last few days since the project ended. And although there's still plenty of work to do on it, it'll be a never-ending project. There's quite a bit of it. It's ready to go. So I want to invite anybody who's watching live, or if you're listening to this in the future, feel free to jump over. It's just AK-47 Buyer's Guide, all spelled out. So the letters AK-47, buyersguide.com, and take a look. So we've got it set up in a... I'm not going to even bother to do screen capture tonight. So if you're watching this as a podcast, it's going to be an audio type of thing, because I figure we're catering to the people that would be listening to this. So we'll just kind of walk through the site as it is now. Links are out for others to join us. We've got Flippy joining us tonight, though. Thanks for jumping in. You're from Texas, correct?
Yeah, you know, the real American state.
Right on. So, like I say, there's links out, so other people will hopefully be joining us as we go along here, and we'll be watching the comments over on the YouTube and the Gun Channels, and we'll basically be walking through the website tonight and showing people what we've got so far as layout and topics and points that we include in the website, and then we'll be looking for some feedback, both immediate feedback tonight if you're out there and you're interested in providing us some. And then feedback, of course, over time. We also will be, we're talking about a lot of stuff tonight. So, Flippy, have you had a chance to look at the website at all, since that's what we're talking about?
Yeah, I've checked over a bit. It's changed quite a bit since, like, the last time I saw it. Like, the new layout is interesting.
Right on. So, we'll just dig in. So, there's quite a bit to cover with the Kalashnikov. It's a big subject. There's a lot of guns out there that spread the spectrum of time, of physical location, the various countries, the various models. Within the models, there's variation. And then now that there's commercial options, the buyer's guide section, of course, will be a whole nother challenge to keep up with all the parts, accessories, and support gear for the Kalashnikov. So with such a wide variety of stuff to cover, I guess we had to narrow it down to some extent. So I guess there's going to be things that we don't cover. But in order to try to cover as much as possible, we're going to kind of scoop it all up into an AK wiki. So wiki meaning, I don't know where wiki comes from. What does that come from? Wikipedia? So I guess encyclopedia on the web encyclopedia. So basically an encyclopedia type format, so a knowledge base, in other words, and a relational knowledge base, hopefully. So a knowledge base that, in other words, if you start to read one side, it will be linked with the appropriate data, in trees, so that if you're reading about a specific variety or variant that, you can follow along and read about it, or if you change course and want to read about something else, then, associated things which should be all together there. So we'll have the Wikipedia for sort of the general knowledge, and that'll grow. And although I'm sure that's been done before in various forms, the difference with this one, of course, is this one will be built in a way that there's members. So instead of being a one-way window with a bunch of information that you can just see. You'll be able to interact, but also with collaborators or contributors who will help add their specific either pictures or info or knowledge or insight from their history with whatever aspect we're talking about. All right, so that's the wiki, and as of now, it's just starting. Obviously, the wiki is going to be huge, and we just kind of started. The whole thing is brand new, so it's like looking at a little sapling. Imagine the giant tree that it's going to become, but these are the main branches. So I guess we have a couple of guys jumping in. Z, thanks for joining us, and Moon, have you guys seen the site? So we're kind of just going down the menu at this point, talking about the buyer's guide and inviting people to take a look at it and check it out and kind of just some of the thoughts behind it. And although it's not 100% finished, I guess we could call this like a beta for the people that are interested enough to listen to this podcast. And then I guess I threw the link out in the podcast too. And then follow through the site. You know, feel free to play with it all you want and give me some feedback. Call this like a beta. Oops.
I like the layout. It's pretty inviting and intuitive.
Yeah, because you did have a AK-47 buyer's guide site before, correct? Just one of your gun websites?
Yeah, the websites existed for quite a while. It was more just, it's had about probably four major incarnations up to now, so this will be just another version of it, but obviously the largest, most involved one so far.
Yeah, this is excellent.
Anyway, so I'm not just searching for compliments, so anyway, I appreciate it, but I was just saying, we're digging through it, and we're going down the menu there. So we started with the wiki there, and like I was, I think I got sidetracked, but we don't have a lot of content in it yet. Right now, we're kind of built the shelves, we're kind of designing, it's like the big empty store. We're putting up the shelves and deciding how we want the aisles to be, right? So we've got the Wikipedia the wiki section for the general knowledge, and again, this is where my geek friends can geek out, and we're going to have as much info as possible to the ultimate degree that people can just debate forever if necessary or get the ultimate answer at some point. But then moving on, we've got the collecting aspect of it, which I feel is, for me, it's been a big, it's just super fun. For me personally, being at the end of the very end of the Cold War, I served with guys who, dealt with the Cold War and before, and the actual Korea and Vietnam stuff during the Cold War. So like, for me at least, it's sort of cool to be able to play with the trinkets that they literally went bankrupt building to kill us with. So for me, the collecting aspect is just personally real satisfying, but there's so much of it, because there's so many Kalashnikovs out there and so many countries and all that there's so much of that stuff that it's just such a cheap thing to collect, and it's so fun because I go to gun shows a lot, and it's the kind of thing that you can collect very inexpensively, like oil cans, cleaning kits, cleaning rods, any aspect of the AK. There's a lot of variety to it. It's something to look for at gun shows. It's something to become knowledgeable about. It's something to interact with other collectors, to find people that are interested in whatever weird thing you might be interested in, like a magazine or a pouch or a sling or something. So you're going to find people that are interested in those and be able to discover them, like at flea markets and garage sales and stuff. So I find a lot of pleasure in collecting them, because it's really inexpensive, and there's like that score factor, that treasure factor when you find the stuff out there. So wanted to have collecting as a big portion of the site. So we've got a section there, and it's again in its infancy. It's got just a couple of facets of collecting there, but we'll improve on that. And again, or I guess I should say add to that, and then bring in people who are way more into collecting. I pretty much only collect the bayonets. A little bit of ammo, so we'll bring in people hopefully that can just put all the information in here about the various other realms of collecting. And then, of course, unlike other things where you just see it, the whole idea of this type of software, this community-based software, is that people can contribute and add their pictures, and things can be searchable and all that. So the collecting realm will be for those variations in things like, you know, the different stampings on magazines and the various materials used in grips or bayonets or something. So while that stuff, you know, might be mentioned in a wiki, it's a little bit too much to involve in a wiki. So the collecting aspect in those various areas can develop kind of parallel but aside from the wiki. So coming down from the collecting section, and feel free to jump in, guys, if you have any questions or you want to mention something along the way here. I don't want to make this, you know, I don't have to just talk about that. Next, the big aspect of it, though, is building the AKs. Another thing I think is so neat about the AKs is that it's not just an AR. You're not just assembling it. It's not a Glock where you just buy a bunch of parts that all use the same form factor, and there's no head spacing, really. You just assemble them in like Legos, and you're good to go. There's a little bit more skill involved. And there's a lot more style involved at this point, for sure. And in the past, it would happen unintentionally. People would slap together these like Franken builds, you know, pieces of all different kinds of guns that fit together, but really should have never lived together. But then on the other hand, we got the Kyber guns, the guns that are made by, like, you know, the Hill people in the Pakistan or whatever, where they're literally taking pieces of guns or emulating pieces of different guns and slapping them together into kind of Frankenstein monsters that work and still have all the reliability and coolness of an AK, but are made up of weird parts. So so the building's a big facet, and now that we've got so many more AK builders in this country, we're getting so many more skill sets out there. We've got the building classes and stuff, so it's encouraging more and more people to build. As more people build, that's encouraging importers to bring more parts kits in. So I see this as being a thriving piece of it, and again, something that's just unique to the AK as far as because there's so many AKs, the prices can be so low, and the variety can be so many that if you want to get into building guns as a hobby, then you could go after the AR, and you could be super bored because all you need is a parts bin and a couple of wrenches, and you can build pretty much any AR that's out there, or at least emulate one. Or if you want to get into really building guns, you can go machine gun route, and then you have to deal with, you know, finding the weird parts and stuff, which might be pretty fun. But with the AK, you've got so many parts available, and now with the U.S. parts just, you know, flooding the market, the building thing I think will just get bigger and bigger, and with the tools and everything making it easier, I see this being a big potential, I guess, for the gun industry and for just freedom in general, because the more people that build guns, the more unregistered ghost guns that are out there that are not causing any crime anywhere, and less people can use the concept of a ghost gun against us, the law-abiding people that may or may not even own a ghost gun, but have no more fear of them than any other gun. So by setting aside an area for it, I hope to not only educate, but also encourage people to get into it, because it is a pretty fun hobby, I guess you could say. All right, so jumping next after the building, another big section. It's called the AK-47 Buyer's Guide for a reason. It is supposed to be a buyer's guide as well. So as well as just getting information across and giving people way too much detailed information about the guns than they might ever want or need to know. The buyer's guide will be there to facilitate the other aspect of them. I want one, I want to know which one to buy, and because I don't feel there's an actual answer to that, there's only an answer for each person at a time, then it'll facilitate the conversations that need to happen for that answer to be created. So sort of set up to the buyer's guide on this site is set up to basically sort all the various companies that are involved in the AK business or have been involved, building it in such a way that it can include the stuff that's not here anymore, the companies that have come and gone, for a couple of reasons. One, because their guns still exist and people are still buying them, right? And that means they're on the market and they need to be you know, we have to be aware of them, but also to tell their stories. It's neat to hear their stories, and it's important to not let these things go, because we're going to get into laws here in a bit, but the AK, because it's such a prolific gun, and probably because it's such a reliable gun, and because it's probably, again, because it's such an inexpensive gun, you know, in comparison to others, it's a super critical gun for the, or it's a great gun to use as an example of all the different shit that we've had to deal with as various infringements on us as gun owners. So anyway, the buyer section will we'll give people a chance to see the different companies that exist now and the ones that have existed in the past, and then it'll of course be the dual role of giving people a section of the site to talk about specifically their experiences with buy-in stuff and their questions about buy-in stuff. And if we can do this thing the way I'd like to do it, I guess this is a good time to address the lack of ads. There will be some ads somewhere, but those ads will be to buy probably merchandise that's designed to keep the site alive. So while I'm not necessarily trying to get rich off of this, well, I'm a capitalist, so I'd like to get rich, but I'm building this site in a way to be a little bit different than the typical business model, in that I'm not going to go to companies and ask them to pay for this. It cost quite a bit to build all this, but we got all that from the viewers, right, when we did the crowdsource campaign, and I'm really digging that, and I want the buyer's guide section to be as non-biased and as non, well, you know, with the people to be as free as possible to speak their mind in there.
And, objective, pretty much.
Objective, yeah, completely objective, or at least as close to that as possible. And even on a forum, there can sometimes be some perception that maybe we're not saying what we'd like to about this because they're a forum host, or because we'd like them to be a forum sponsor, or maybe I'm not seeing posts because, you know, against this because there's a reason that they remove them. You know, I just don't want that to be there if possible. And this is kind of a new project. So anyway, without getting too far on that line, that's there is a lack of ads, and that's so that this section can be as objective, like you say, as possible. So we'll see how that goes. This isn't something that I could just go to maybe I could have. I can't afford to go to all the various web developers out there and say, this is exactly what I want. So I was able to find something that was pretty close and then adapt it. So we'll see how it works. Like I say, it's kind of a new concept. I guess the closest thing I could think of would be like a Consumer Reports. This isn't quite that. This is more like close. It's more like comparing the companies, but I'm hoping that, you know, in other words, it's just a Consumer Reports for the companies themselves, not necessarily for their individual items, because honestly it would be massive to create the, you know, for every potential item, you know, it would require like everybody's catalog to be here so that people could not buy it but instead comment on it, and that's just duplication of effort and it would take resources I just don't have. So best closest thing I think would be to have the companies represented in their various roles, if they're a builder of accessories or an optics or a sling or whatever it might be, and then allow people to, like I say, comment and have conversations about the various products that the companies make. So you're asking, you can feel free to ask the question, but can they post a question on AK Variant? Well, I guess there's more to it, so no, not specifically yet. But yes, specifically, I guess. So to answer your question, Dan was asking, can a user post a question about an AK variant, and is that up yet? So can they post a question about an AK variant? Well, they can go to a section about any AK variant and ask a question, so yes. Can they just go to some question and answer area and just ask an open question about a specific variant or a question about which variant they should use? Not quite yet. I will like to put a question and answer section for the stuff that's not specifically covered so that people can come with something that hasn't been already put up here. Like I say, there is definitely the potential for someone to be searching around and find, you know, that German MPS KI or whatever and want to ask a question about that specifically, and then, you know, for other people to come and address the questions and that kind of thing. All right, so 60 people watching. I feel like Matt. I'm not used to talking this long by myself. So I think I was up to buyer's guide. I'm going to jump next to the next item in the menu. I guess I'll take a break. It seems like I've been talking for 20 minutes already. So we are going over the AK-47 buyer's guide website. We started the Kickstarter the crowdfunding project about a month ago, I think. And we've got the initial site sort of laid out and set up. And kind of, I guess we're calling it beta testing at this point. And we're just going down the menu down the left-hand side. Now, if you're on a phone, I guess.
You might have the external.
Yeah, thanks. Feel free. I didn't even think to do that. I guess I should have. I did it on the YouTube side. I'm not sure what it looks like on a phone yet. I haven't done the phone stuff yet, but on a regular computer, there's a menu down the left side, and we're just going down that menu. So we've talked about the wiki at the top. We've talked about the collecting section, the building section, and the buyer's guide section, and that brings us down to the contributors section. So while anybody's going to be able to view the site all they want, anybody can view a website, right? So that'll be one, you know, thing that people can do. Now, if they want to join the website, they just log in and whatever, email address, however you join any website, right? And you can join. There's no cost for that. And then that way you can ask questions and participate in the discussions and that kind of thing. Then there's going to be a level for people that are creating content or that are experts in their field or that are interested in contributing. And at this point, I'm not going to open that door to, like, anybody, because then this place would turn into a mess, I think. But so that'll be, I guess, on request type of user level. And then, of course, a lot of invitations are going to go out. And I'm hoping that as we see some, I don't know if you want to call them famous people, but just people with credibility that are going to be offering good info, I want them to be featured, right? So, if you're used to coming in and maybe a blog author or a podcast host or a YouTube guy or something that you want to see their content, you know, you shouldn't have to wade through everything to find it. So that's what the contributor section will be for, is just to highlight the people that are adding content and then make it easier for people to find anything new they might post. And then I guess it'll also probably let you, like, subscribe to their channel or whatever you want to call it, or subscribe to their user, so whenever they post something. And again, that's a feature of being a member of a site like this, is that it'll have your email and give you, you know, you set up whatever you want to be alerted via email, so that way if you do find, I don't know, somebody that does something that you like what they do, you can be alerted. You can join their, whatever, their profile or their channel or whatever, and then have that update.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. So next up is the last one that's built at this point, major element of the website. So when I first started this thing, I thought, you know, this would be neat to try to accumulate all this stuff and polish it. And then the funds started coming in and we reached the levels, and then I thought, okay, now I can actually afford to buy the same software that we use for gun channels, and that gives me a lot of potential. So as I was going through, again, thinking of, like, this, it was like I got a gift certificate for Toys R Us. I could buy anything I wanted, and I was heading to the Lego aisle. So on the, you know, on my way there, I was thinking about everything I was going to grab so that I could build the ultimate Lego thing. So that makes you think, great, you know, what is the ultimate Lego thing? So I'm thinking, what is the ultimate buyer's guide? And we've mentioned some of the things I think are important. The actual data that needs to be able to grow and have people contend or, you know, discuss the actual data, because there is no facts, there's just accumulated knowledge, and that can change. Then we've got the collecting aspect, which I think is important and fun. Then we've got the building aspect, again, important and fun. We've got the buyer's guide aspect, which is you know, a big deal for a lot of people that are making these decisions, and part of the reason we want to explain all this stuff in the first place is so that people know what to buy. But then another major aspect to this is the legal aspect that I mentioned kind of before, that the AK, I see the AK, much like the Glock, has such an influence in our U.S. firearms law that it isn't even funny. Starting with the importation of it, talking about the building and assembly of it, the modification of it, talking about its projectiles, right, the bullets that are shot out of it, in every way, shape, or form, those have been attacked. We talk about high-capacity magazines. We talk about assault weapons. Pretty much every facet of U.S. federal firearms law, the AK is involved with. It's being beaten on in one aspect or another, and it's an excellent example for all the points that we talk about in our other discussions that we have, when we just talk about freedom in general, and the firearms is an example of the individual's, you know, rights and the freedom that the individual enjoys because of that firearm. So anyway, I didn't want that to be lost amongst all the fascinating technical mumble jumble or the historic interesting stuff. And again, it's an important thing. So I wanted it to be a major element of the site. And I also wanted it to be fairly easy to get to, because if people are going to be in here learning about an AK, and that's what this site should encourage, people to learn more about these guns, then let's use that ammo for more than just discussions with a bunch of other gun geeks. Let's use it when we have regular discussions, or I should say discussions with regular people, you know, at the Chinese food restaurant, or next time you're picking up coffee, or, you know, when you're bored at a wedding or something, then, and you hear overhear something, like, I don't know, just, you know, some general misconception about firearms that has to do with an AK, that there's a way that if you, okay, you remember that you saw on this one website a way to address that incorrect assumption or that misconception. And hopefully if the website has it so easy to find that, again, you can just recall where to find that info and then reference it whenever you need to. So that's what the law section will be covering, the 922R, covering the sporting use clause, talking about pistols, talking about the SIG brace, all these things that that come up in regular conversations will be, well, again, it's shelved. So then as we have these conversations going forward, we can add to them. We can say, hey, that's something, that's another way to describe this phenomenon that anti-gun people or people that aren't interested in guns seem to understand, like the whole SIG brace, how you can put, or the, yeah, you can shoot it and then you can shoulder it, but now you can't shoulder it again when you talk to, you know, when you bring that up with a person who's not a gun person. I don't want to say anti-gun, just somebody who just doesn't care about guns, who's never been a gun person, so they don't really think one way or the other, and you show them how that federal law said that you can't do this, but then you could do this, but now you can't do it again. That's using the AK as a way to explain some of these ridiculous things that we have to comply with. We might as well get some, you know, some, I'm going to put some effort into providing that too. The menu just ends up with photos and pictures, and that's self-explanatory. So that's pretty much the website, and I've been talking for a half an hour, so I'm going to get something to drink. You guys can hopefully fill in, and I'll jump over to the YouTube side and see if there's any comments, and if there were comments coming in, if you guys want to say them or something, but I'm sick of talking.
All right. Not actually being an AK owner as of yet, but looking towards the future and getting one, I think that this resource is going to be very helpful. I mean, I already have a few preconceived ideas, so to speak, but I definitely think that this will help me very much. Definitely multifaceted. It's got a lot of things going on that are, you know, very helpful in different ways, you know, whether you want to talk to somebody about, you know, the history of it, like it's just a casual conversation you're having somebody, you might not even really, you know, so much be talking about firearms in general, but you know, might be talking about history, and then all of a sudden you're going to, you know, throw in a little tidbit you got out of the wiki or something like that, you know, to kind of bring it around.
Yeah, yeah. I don't own an AK either. Though, if you check my Instagram, I totally just got an AK bayonet, so I'm halfway there.
Well, that's not necessarily half, but you're on your way. I'll definitely give you that. That's well, like saying I got an AK magazine, and that means I'm halfway there.
Let me finish.
I mean, you pick up an AK magazine, you're closer there. Than you.
You're about $20 on the way to being there.
There you go.
Don't
you're
tell on everyone
way,
that,
though. You're on your way, though.
But here's the thing. G-Web has also said he's going to delve in just a tiny bit on the SKS and the variants that take AK magazines. And I am an owner of an SKS, so I'm throwing that in there.
That's good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but an SKS doesn't take an AK magazine.
It has to be modified to do so, I believe.
Some have been modified to do so. No. Some have been exported commercially from China and other parts to take them.
There's only two. There's an SKS-M and an SKS-D, which you're right. They were exported from China. That's the only two that are made from the factory to take AK mags. But like they also said, a lot of people used to modify them before 922R was, well, as bad as 922R, I guess.
922R was thing.
Yeah, that's another cool thing is you can actually look up on the website 922R and find out how actually retarded it is.
No, not yet, but definitely going to delve into how convoluted it is, for sure.
Well, and so, being aware, maybe we'll be able to find ways to, you know, pick it apart at some point too, right?
Every single thing I do online is to encourage and to do everything I can to facilitate someone to remove the NFA, yes. If I can do anything online, it'll be to encourage somebody out there to figure out the string that we need to unravel the NFA, because it'll happen, and I want to be part of that.
Yeah, I was talking with a guy at work about a week or so ago, maybe longer. Anyways, I was trying to explain 922R, and this dude was not a gun guy at all. And the puzzled look on his face when I was done explaining was just, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Blame the government.
People don't know it even exists. And when you explain it, they're like, why? I mean, he's like, why? Why does it matter if it's a U.S. barrel or something different? Like, who cares?
It's either why or that can't be. There's no way. There's no way that that's the way it is. And unfortunately, currently, it is the way it is.
I mean, to a lesser... Well, I mean, it's still pretty stupid. But, like, the Sig Brace thing. Like, how that turns into manufacturing a rifle by just... where you place it on your body.
Changing the definition or whatever, right? Re-engineering.
Yeah, you're re-engineering this rifle, or so, this pistol into a rifle by, like, putting it on your shoulder.
So I just signed up for this new website, this AK Builder's Guide. the wiki, like, how... Like, I feel like I could just grab your deck of cards that you just finished producing and, like, start entering in information, but how does that happen? Like, how do you go about doing that?
Okay, so you mean as, like, to add content to the site?
Yes.
Okay, so I described that before.
I'm sorry, I'm late to the party.
Yeah, no worries. So a lot of people are going to be jumping in and out of this thing or listening to it on the podcast in the future. So anyway... I think the way I'm going to run it now is, and this is all subject to change, of course, as we see how it evolves and how interested people are in it and how big it gets and that kind of thing. But right now, the public will always be able to just view it, right? That's important because people that don't feel like logging in shouldn't have to. They're going to be able to see pretty much all of it and see the discussions and whatnot. But then there'll be if you want to join, right, you can log in like you just did, and that'll give you the ability to participate in the conversations and ask questions and that kind of thing. Then there'll be a contributor level that will be invite only. So I'm not going to open that up to everybody because, you know, how do you weed or vet that, I suppose. So yeah. I've got quite a few people who I know in the past, like I just literally know that have good info, and I'm going to invite them. Like I say, some of those people are going to need to be, they're going to have concerns. This isn't the first time anybody's tried something like this. But once we see what kind of people we can get to contribute or to contribute like as a content creator on this thing, then we'll see how full it gets and then like where we're lacking. So basically the idea is to have, we already have a group of moderators, people that help out at gun channels that'll help keep the site alive, and then we'll have this core group of mods like you have on any forum. This isn't, you know, this isn't new tech or anything. So we'll get these mods and these people that are interested in offering info and have done it well and are good at presenting info, and they're not always the same people that are good at, you know, following up and you know, a lot of these people just like to create and they drop it and leave, and that's great because we'll have other people that are all about, you know, continuing the conversations and whatnot and moderating the site. But basically to answer your question, I guess that's how is we're going to have that as be invite only for now, just so that it doesn't get crazy. And then again, the shelves are built and we're arranging them, but it's an empty store right now. So as far as the data, it's lacking. Some of the shelves are kind of in place, but they're not all there. And some of the places, you know, they need to be restructured or something. But once we've got, let's say, I don't know how long it's going to take, but once we get some content in there and we see how this stuff works and everything and how people are able to enter it and if it's all useful once it's all built, then we'll see, you know, maybe once everything's there, then we can offer, you know, have more contributors because it won't be just adding to chaos, it'll just be contributing to the details.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then...
Can we take, do you mind if I ask you a question going back? I know you kind of already answered it, but I'm a little bit confused. So, as an example, on the buyer's guide section, is it ready yet or a little bit too early? Like if I want to post a question on the Yugoslavian variants of the AK, and what are the designators for the ones that exist? Is it too early to post that question?
Yeah, I guess the easiest answer is yes, because that's a super open question. So right now the buyer's guide, like I say, there's how do you build a buyer's guide? There's different ways to do it. So I like the consumer reports model where you can just pick any two items that exist pretty much and then compare them to each other or something like that. That's neat, but in real life, we don't always get every AK that's available out there. So a wiki wouldn't quite work because just because you might like two extreme versions of Yugo or something doesn't mean you can get them, right? So anyway, so and then like I said, I didn't have any, at least I couldn't find any software that just does product evaluation type of buyer's guide type of thing. So what I did is use more of a company related or a company orientated layout so that, well, if you dig in there, you know, like Century, Arsenal, you know, companies that are making stuff can be commented on, and then I figure people can comment there on a question, ask a question or leave a comment or talk about, you know, basically like little forum areas for each of these companies and then talk about the products below them perhaps. But as far as having some sort of a buyer's guide where every potential product is listed is overwhelming resources at this point. I mean, the place can grow to that. But at this point, to have, for example, like a searchable thing that says, you know, Yugo M70 B2, MB, or Yugo AB2, M70 AB2 from Atlantic, from Century, from, I don't know, whoever else sells them, you know, list them all, tell me the price. That's beyond
the world. Well, I guess I was thinking in regards to, like, the consumer reports, you look up Chevrolet, and then you look up the models. Like, yeah, so exactly. So we, if you think of Chevrolet is the country of origin, like Bulgaria, and then underneath Bulgaria would be whether it be 1, 2, 3, 4, however many variants Bulgaria produced or produces.
That would be awesome if they made 4 variants and we could buy those 4 variants, but let's take Yugoslavia. Now it's Croatia, so it's 2 countries that have produced AKs on the same factory under 2 different countries, and then we have the years. So we have all the various models. Now, they made them for their own military, and they made them for contracting runs to other countries' militaries, and then they make commercial guns for us. They've made commercial guns for us through multiple importers, and then they've sold parts kits to us, which importers have purchased and then created here in this country. Then people have bought guns from Yugoslavia and made them 922R compliant, sold them in this country. So it would be great if there was 4 to be able to do something like that, but to create something with headings that then, like you're saying, like in Consumer Reports where it can know all the different models, that's pretty tough because even with Consumer Reports, they're only going to tell you the models for your country, probably. They're only going to tell you the models that, the flavors or something that were available in your region or whatever, you know. So even if you tried to get all the Coca-Cola stuff from Consumer Reports, it would only give you the stuff that, you know, you filter down to what you can obtain or to where you're actually asking. So with an AK going from Bulgaria, it would be difficult. So on the other hand, going from Arsenal and asking, you know, saying which arsenals are available, that's a more realistic goal. And it's possible to take and say, you know, like Arsenal or I guess Zastavia, that's just a factory in was Yugoslavia and now Serbia. So then again, they imported to Century, they imported to Atlantic. I don't know how Atlantic got, you know, Wassers. That gets very complicated. So then to get a buyer's guide that's going to actually report actual end retail prices and options. Can't go from a factory down. It has to go from the bottom up. So something like RD Exists would be the way to do that, I think. Like those, is it, I forget what the name of that one is, where you guys go to get gun deals or something, where you type in what gun you want and it searches the internet or whatever it does and tells you all the current prices.
Gun broker?
Gun watcher.
WikiArms.
So there's existing tech that does that, and that wasn't the scope of this project to offer or to somehow have all of the current prices available for that kind of buyer's guide. This is a buyer's guide, I guess, from the extent that as a buyer you want to have knowledge of your product, and this is to educate the buyer, not necessarily just to give them current pricing options.
Yeah. I was not thinking pricing at all. I was thinking specifications.
I hear you. So I guess all that applies if you're just going to get down to specifications as well. Like I say, if you just stick with one country or one factory in one country, then you'd have to deal with military and then consumer or import. And then, well, like I say, we don't have access to military stuff. So do we count the military stuff as the parts kit builds? It gets complicated coming from the top down in every way I've tried to figure out how to do a buyer's guide like that. So it's not something I haven't thought about. I just couldn't figure out a way to do it, I think, the way you're suggesting, without creating our own from scratch databases and interfaces. So what I think I can do in the wiki section is provide keys. So for example, there's going to be sections in the wiki for the various types of AKs, but also the various countries. And under the countries, they'll try to describe the various AKs. And then as you get out and, you know, go through like a family tree of AKs from Yugoslavia, for example, you'll find the ones that are available, and then those will have discussions available. And there's nothing stopping people from using those areas to have discussions or ask questions. But then to ask the general question, going back to your original question, if you have a question about a Yugo or whatever, something like we have on Gunshouse, just a general questions and answers area, I think will be super beneficial, especially if we can allow it to be searchable just like everything else. And then that way, people that come in with just a general question, they don't need to be, you know, it's not their obligation to know the layout of the structure of the whole website so that they know exactly where to ask their question appropriately. But instead, if they just have a general questions and answers area, especially if people are there to monitor it and answer questions, the search will do the job of including that for the next person that comes along. And if someone asks a specific question about a Yugo and is this a good deal or not from this and such and so, you know, retail outlet, and then there's some discussion about it, and then a week later somebody comes along and just out of the, you know, has never seen the site before but goes to the search box and types in, you know, Yugo whatever model number, then the appropriate discussion should pop up from all those different sections of the website.
That'll definitely be very helpful.
Yeah, that'd be neat as fuck.
All right, this dead air is where I'm looking at the YouTube side. Doesn't seem to be much conversation going on over there.
Have you gotten any companies yet on board?
Yeah, definitely. So I imagine as the thing unfolds, we're going to see more come on board or leave. I mentioned before that this was funded completely by the crowd, right, the audience, which I'm digging. I really like that aspect, and if this works and everybody digs what we can build, then this will become a thing that isn't beholden to any sponsor. So, like I say, I would like to think that everybody would like to come in and participate in that kind of situation, but maybe they won't. I'm not sure. Because if we're not going to artificially monitor or regulate what's said as far as opinions, right, about products, then I'm not sure if every company is going to, I don't know, have the need to, or the want, you know, the interest to compete in that kind of a situation. So they may not want to participate, but at this point, you know, without looking at the negative side, yeah, I've had plenty of interest from companies. We're talking about the buyer's guide section, but that's definitely, I mean, that's what it's called, the AK-47 buyer's guide. But, Dan, I'm glad you asked that, or I had to think about the answer to your question, because I think what I need to do is make it clear that it's not a retail's buyer's guide, like you're find your best price type of buyer's guide. It's the make an informed decision, and here's as much info as we can possibly find on the internet. Dig in if you're interested to learn as much as you want before you make a decision type of buyer's guide.
So, AK Encyclopedia as far as functionality.
Well, it'll let you go as deep as you want to go if you just want to, you know, scratch the surface and you're happy with that. If you feel like you got to get into it and you're comparing practically nuts and bolts or rivets, it sounds like you might be able to do that as well.
For sure. Now, in the wiki section, it'll, and again, you know, when we're starting something from scratch, how do you start to divide such a vast, you know, thing like a topic like the Kalashnikov and all of its variants. So started putting things in there like the countries of manufacture, the parts and accessories, which has a whole bunch of subcategories, the ammunition factories, the rifle factories, the variants of them, the other com block weapons. We're going to have a section for movies and websites and books. We're going to have other sections, though, and one of them I have in mind is to address some of the common questions, I guess you could call it. I don't know if I'm going to call them common questions, but the I'm going to call them common names, I guess, or common models. So, in other words, a section that's just going to talk about Norinco or PAP or Polytech or Sega or Vepr or Yugo or Galil or Valmet, so that people don't need to know that it's a Bulgarian AKS-74U in order to get information about a Krink, right, with my quote signs up. But if they've heard Krink before, they can just jump right in and start getting some conversation about Krink, and then if they want more, it'll have the links to, like, you know, okay, there's countries that made short-barrel AKs and only so many countries that had folding stock versions of that, and, you know, so technically a Krink would be a Bulgarian or a Russian.
Wouldn't that be in, like, the search, if you just typed in Krink, could it bring that kind of stuff up?
Yeah, but I'm saying in addition to that, though, just again, to because there's things like Norinco. So many people hear Norinco, and then so many people assume they know what it means when they hear Norinco, that really don't know what they are saying when they say Norinco. You know what I mean? And or PAP. There's so many things going on with PAP these days, and you hear it so much that part of the resource that we can offer people is the clearing up some of those. And I think just having those in their own section that link to the appropriate sections, like the Norinco would, of course, link to the Chinese section where it's appropriate. But just being able to be a section of the main wiki. Anyway, I think that kind of addresses the concept of people that are coming in brand new and trying to make their initial buying decisions. I'm going to have a section for AK versus AR, of course. It's massive. But basically a whole section on the whole section of the wiki, or perhaps the collecting side, I'm not sure where to stick it, but a whole section on making that purchase decision. So, I mean, I wish I had a buck for every time someone's asked me which AK to buy, and then I've gone through my whole thing that I say when I don't tell them the answer. So I'm going to try to put that in a format that the web can be a quick... I don't know, we can use some tech here, but basically be a section of the website that helps people figure out that that's a super difficult question. And if they want, just a simple answer, do you want to be told Wasser versus Yugo with, you know, just with a one-word answer, then, or maybe, you know, maybe using the contributors, depending on how interactive this all becomes, perhaps that's the kind of thing we can just have a list there. And say, you know, so-and-so would buy a Norinco, they wouldn't buy a Polytech, they would buy a Sega, they wouldn't buy a Vepr, you know, and then that way, just by seeing a bunch of people's opinions on it, maybe that'll help people.
Well, there'll be like, that almost sounds like a poll page, almost, where, you know, like it's the 9 versus 45 debate or something, and you got all the people that they basically choose... and maybe give a reason for it. And I'm not talking about 9 or 45. I'm just talking, like you were saying, about a Norinco over a Polytech. And, you know, maybe they might issue the why portion. Will that be like an interactive poll, potentially? Or mostly for the contributors?
No, I never thought about that, really. But there's definitely the poll feature. I mean, I think pretty much everything has a poll feature, so that could definitely be included.
So I'm like, kind of looking through it. You know, let's see, I was looking, I'm just clicking on crap, basically, just moving around. I just clicked on Russian Kalashnikovs, and I clicked on AK-47. And, like, I can see where it's, like, ready to, like, you know, for stuff to be added, but there's, like, no, you know, there's...
It's empty.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to make, like, a template? You know, like, and
I think that's a great idea. Yeah, so, like, in other words, so that there's some uniformity between the areas so that when people are looking for stuff. You mentioned, like, that before. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
so,
like,
that's one of the reasons that I didn't want to leave the contributing section just open at the beginning, because once we've established the format or the layout, then subsequent people that want to add their data know how to do it so that it's congruent with the rest of it, right?
And it's got to have a skeleton, basically, right?
Yeah, like, like I hate to say, I sound like a broken record, but like kind of the Wikipedia skeleton with like service history. You know, it's got the sidebar, and then it's got the history, design, variants, all that crap down the middle. But and even if you don't leave it open for the general public, maybe you could have a way to like if you see something that's you think's wrong, you can like maybe alert.
Yeah, like an alert. No, that's perfect. Then there is that like alert system for like this kind of thing where, oh, somebody's picking on me, or like I don't like the words they're using. So maybe we could use that system, you know, the NARC button.
Like the flagging system.
Not flagging, yeah, like hey, edit,
this
like...
being the update or something. But that'd be an easy way then that the moderators could exclusively complain about. I don't like the way he's talking about cranks, or I don't like the way he's talking about Chinese guns.
Or,
you know?
Or just like you misspelled the name of whatever town that factory is in. Something, you know, simple, like people that are honestly trying to contribute, not people that are trying to be a
Well, no, and that's perfect, and that's what bothers me about Wikipedia is that you either have to be like deemed worthy to edit, in which case you're always right, unless you get in a fight with somebody and you can deliberate it. But you know what I mean? There's no comment section on Wiki. So with this, even if there, I like your idea of having like a suggestion, like you were saying, like flag this, it needs an update or something. Yeah. But even if I'm not sure, I haven't looked at that. Even if there's not a way to do that, which I'm sure there is, then just the comment section being there. Somebody can leave a comment, and because this will be a living site, we'll be able to go, oh, okay, great, thanks. And here's the best part, is I get this all the time, especially with my, I did the spam cans, right, the patches. Well, I screwed up, for a couple of reasons, I screwed up some of the font, right, because I wanted it to look more like a crazy European weird font, right, not like the letter R or whatever. But man, there are like no Russian can look at my spam cam patches without telling me how the Russian spelled wrong on there, right? So the thing is, they don't all come to me and say the same thing. So obviously, I'm no language expert, but translations are translations. So what I like about it is that, let's say we say something, here's something XYZ. Somebody can come along and say, oh no, in Russian it's supposed to be like this, and they can say, the next guy could go, oh no, in Russian it's supposed to be like that. And now somebody who's coming along and really cares can go, oh, the Russians don't even know. You know what I mean? That's that extra insight that happening, the debate in front of people, and not just correcting it. And now, instead of saying XYZ, it says XYB, but no one knew that there's some debate about that. And that's something I'm really looking forward to.
But even just the filling out the skeleton, like this kind of template that I'm showing on the left side of my screen right here, just like you got a photograph, I mean, a way to enter photographs, or a skeleton, you know, a way to like, you know, start a, like, you know, I type in Galil, and then it's got like this page obviously has type, rifle, you know, so you leave the type blank so the person could, whatever moderator could go in and enter like LMG or rifle or whatever, and the place of origin, you know, obviously the country, and then all these are linkable, you know, you can link them throughout your throughout the AK website, you know.
No, exactly. It's basically a key. Like if you've done autonomic, that's the word. Like if you're trying to identify plants or mushrooms or critters or something, you know, you use a key, and that's basically the results of that key. So it's, you know, what is this? It's a rifle. You know, what country is it from? And then what model is it? And then what caliber and that kind of stuff. I think
that, I'm OCD enough to. If you build, I'm so OCD. If you give me the skeleton, I will literally go through and start filling it in. To the best of my knowledge, and I like the idea.
You mentioned the cards, right? So I just literally went through this with only four countries, and not even four countries, but only 52, so whatever, 13 elements from four countries, right? So I barely did it with 52, not even, 50-something guns, nice. Right? And I own, and I'm not even bragging, I own all but like two of the books written about the Kalashnikov on this planet. Like, I am nuts for them things, and I buy all those books. Nice. So that I can build stuff like this and then those cards, right? So here's me for months building them cards, opening up a book and verifying all the data on some spreadsheet, opening up the next book and discovering that there's all kinds of conflicting data with the next one, right? Open up the third book, and now maybe it agrees with some of it, but not others, and then this and that. So that part that you're talking about is part of the reasons I wanted to build this, because I could have done exactly what you're talking about in my own time. I've been doing this for 10 years. I seriously would have eventually done that. I probably already have tried to do that, and I just don't remember. But here's the problem. If I open up a book and I do that whole thing from a book, and then I open up another book, you know, and look at all this, okay, now it's all different. But here's the thing. One book is going to tell me length and weight and height and everything, and then the next book is going to tell me, like, who the designer was, what factory was it made at, like, who thought about which factory it was going to be at. The next book will tell me a little bit of insight as to why they moved from this factory to that factory, because they were having trouble with their metals, and this guy's forge was broken. And then the next book will give me some more insight. So that's where I was like, okay, this is not a one-person job. This is something that needs to have a place to be, and then for people from the rest of time, as we discover all this stuff, to be able to make it or to build on it.
Yeah, if you,
but that'll be like the next step. First, we got to build the thing, and then have this section that's the wiki. But then that would be the ultimate goal, is to literally be able to have all the data about all of these guns.
You just have to build the bones, and then let over time, like, you know, the meat and all that stuff be added to it. It's great so far.
But that's the thing, like, you're waiting to build, like, I know there's people that are down for getting in this, you know, and starting to build it, and then once it's all built, everybody can sit back and just thumb through it and just can't even imagine, because like I say, right now it's frustrating. You look through one book, and it's like, okay, great, but he didn't tell me anything about the factories. You look through another book, and it's like, okay, great, but he didn't tell me anything about variations. Like, I don't know, you know, and then you look through another book, and you figure out that this gun was really the product of that gun and that thing over there. I'm like, oh. So anyway, yeah, it'll definitely be the fun part of it.
Nice.
Now, are you going to have, like, because you were mentioning earlier, like, you can look up Krink and pop up, like, the AK-74U or whatever. Are you going to have, like, other country slang? Like, you type in Suchka, and it would also pop up the AK-70 or AK-74 or AK-47U?
No, I didn't have that planned, but that's a great idea. So I'm going to put AK slang as a thing in here, because that's a whole different thing. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you build the bones on the wiki, and all that's searchable, and if you make them, like, linkable, then you know.
Man, could you imagine finding out the information about Chinese factories that were transferred over from the Russians and be able to trace that down?
Jesus.
How cool would it be that, you know, Chinese people will be online at some point? And once this is there, well, it's already there, but once this is up and running and doing this thing, the Chinese people can jump in and tell us what really happened. And then we can use Google Translate to figure out what they said.
Just trying to figure out all the fucking factories that made Chinese SKSs is enough to make you go cross-eyed. I can't even imagine all the AK stuff.
Well, Mild, you just jumped in.
So yeah, and I...
hearing it or what, but we are about an hour. I don't want to make these things last forever, and I don't know what else to say, so I'm not going to end it necessarily, but I'm going to start winding it up. But I'll just take a second here to say again, for anybody that might be jumping in late, we're doing a the AK-47 Guru podcast. I'm talking about the AK-47 Buyer's Guide, the new website that is basically up in beta, I guess you could say. It should be up and running in less than a week or so, and probably next week we'll do this. And we're doing these podcasts every week. Next week we'll do this one again, and hopefully by then I will have invited some of the contributors that I alluded to and given them enough time to add a few things so that they can have questions. We'll have a very similar show next week, but with people that have had a week or more to play with it and then ask more specific questions about functionality or areas that I might be missing or things that are repetitive or anything like that, because there's a little bit, you know, it's a brand new thing, so it'll take some amount of settling in to get it all working the way, you know, it will. And then we'll be doing these chats every Tuesday, and the whole concept here is to make it a collaborative effort. So we'll be inviting experts in the field, we'll be inviting other YouTube people in, other podcasting. I noticed that what are they called? The Firearms Radio Network, I think is the network's name, has an AK podcast now too. It was just their first podcast just happened, so I haven't even listened to it yet. I'll listen to that, but I'm hoping to be able to invite them over to both Gun Channels and the AK-47 guide. This podcast will run there every Tuesday, and then ideally their podcast will run. If we get enough word out to other people like that are doing podcasts and stuff, whenever they have an AK topic, maybe we can do the rebroadcast it over there like we do on the Gun Channels. Like I say, there'll be YouTubers and stuff doing their thing over here. Definitely some bloggers and photographers. I started this whole thing as a photographer with other photographers, and if I can talk him into it. We'll get him to post a bunch of pictures again, and I've hopefully built this thing in such a way on the back end that they'll get the enjoyment they want out of it, and we'll be able to all reap the benefits of it. And I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but because it's a communist gun, maybe I'm doing it in a communist way. This was all funded by the audience, and I want to take a moment at the end of the show here to say thanks again to the 200-something, almost 300 people that participated in this one. You got a patch out of it, and those are all pretty much in the mail, or we've got the stickers coming to send out the last few this week, or they should be, I don't know when the stickers will be here, but you know, a day or so, and those will be going out. So we want to thank everybody who participated at the perk level or whatever, but then you made a really cool thing happen. You gave me some time to build something out of nowhere, where I would normally not have the resources to build, buy the software to do this, or the time to just take the time to do it. So I'm definitely thrilled that it got to even be created, and it's because it was created in this way. I really hope, you know, I'm an AK guy. There's lots of other guns out there. There's lots of other shooting sports related things. There's lots of other hobbies and interests that you know, touch on or involve the firearm. And I'm hoping that this can be an inspiration for other people who want to take their passions and work on them with more resources. And again, think of your audience. It's not just sponsors. We don't have to be beholden to somebody selling us something in order to talk about stuff we like. And this is a giant step towards that, at least for us. And hopefully we can do this with enough of a splash and with enough collaboration or working with these companies that this can become a new thing. And like I say, if we can encourage other people to do it and the stuff they like, how neat would it be to see these for other shooting things? And anyway, and then the bigger aspect of everything and the bigger picture of all that, that just makes websites out there that talk about all the geek stuff that we like guns for. And when some SOB wants to challenge us on why we might want a weapon of war, we can more easily justify it to them with something like this that shows them there's so much more to it than their myopic vision could have been, you know, anticipated. That again, you know, we can't always just say that, so hopefully we can show it to them with a big collaborative effort like this, and if multiple collaborative efforts happen, we win. So thanks everybody for making it possible. Is there anything that you guys who are here live need to want to say out before we head out?
I had a quick question. You may have already addressed it. I missed part of the chat, but when you were talking, I guess this would probably be in the buyer's guide section, but instead of just, you know, like the full firearm themselves, is there going to be a part for handguards or scope mounts or, you know, stuff like that, accessories, basically?
For sure. That's the goal, because that's really the infinite details that get overlooked a lot of times because this is such a prolific firearm. So yeah, when we're talking just about optics rails, again, we start talking about surplus real military stuff and all the variants of that, and then now all the creative stuff people are doing to interface with those optics rails, and then not to mention all the, you know, the dust covers and everything else that are being made to facilitate running optics on the guns. And then at some point, we're going to start seeing AK-specific optics, I would think. But, yeah, definitely all those things, you know, they start to multiply in greater numbers than the guns themselves. Because, again, you're talking a Troy handguard. Well, okay, Troy handguard, but is that for the pistol or is that for a rifle? Is that for a Yugo or is that for a Chinese? You know, is that for a milled receiver? And what if the Troy handguard for a milled receiver is great, but the Troy handguard for a stamped pistol is loose, right? We can't just say Troy handguard, so it can be a massive, massive subject, but we have to start somewhere, right? And I did want to leave some money in the budget to do some traveling, so we're planning on, at least getting kind of off topic here, we're planning on traveling to the NRA show and hitting a bunch of the AK people that were that opened the doors to us, that basically makes it efficient to do that loop for us from Tucson to there. We'll be able to hit Fuller and others, hopefully at SHOT Show, if, you know, but hopefully before then, and then potentially others. But because of that, we wanted to leave some money for the travel. We couldn't develop this ultimately with the entire budget, but this isn't, you know, here we are, it's done, we're off to the next thing. We are going to be off to the next thing, but this project will continue to evolve for the next 10 years, like this project has evolved over the last 10 years. And now it's being built in such a way that we don't, you know, us, people at gun websites, don't need to be part of the equation anymore. As long as the bills keep getting paid, this hopefully this knowledge will be built in such a way that, with, again, with collaboration, that somebody else can pick up the keys and keep running with it or something. So in other words, this should be a project that lasts for a while and will continue to grow as people add to it, you know, throughout that time.
And I have one quick question, G, if you don't mind, and it's on the topic of going and visiting people. Have you been able to talk to the guy from the Polytech Norinco parts guy, the old man, who's been dying for a website like this?
That initial conversations, yes, but then follow up from that, no.
All right. Well, hopefully that's in the works, too, because I'm looking forward to hear about that.
It is. We only got so many resources here. We got other things we're doing, too, but basically wanted to build this thing. We have the patches to go out, of course, for the immediate, you know, thank you for supporting it, but then I didn't want this to be, you know, one of those, oh, we supported this thing as a crowdsourcing thing, and then we didn't see results for a while, so people supported it to create time, so we took that time and put it together. But we will build, like I say, this isn't a project that starts and ends. This is a project that has started 10 years ago. It just upgraded quite a bit in the last week or so, and then now it'll give us a launching platform, because now when I go talk to, or ideally, I'd really like to talk to the guy we're talking about. However, realistically, what's the advantage in picking my ass from Tucson and dragging me over there? If we can't get him on video or something, then maybe that specific one, like I might go there because I might have questions or something. But if there's somebody who has the same ability to ask questions and he's way closer or she's way closer, I'm down for that. It's not a gun website's ego trip here. I want to see the information get created. I'm happy to have built the shelf. So to answer the question, I guess, you know, I'm not sure if I'm necessarily going to have to be the guy that goes to all. I definitely know I'm not going to be the guy to go to all these places. But even that specific one, as much as I'd like to, if there's somebody that's closer to there that has better cameras and does better interviews than me, then why should I go there just for my ego? Let's let them go there and get the information down so that it's done with a decent camera or whatever. And same thing with these others. I mean, I'd like to visit all these myself personally, but the site is set up, and we're going to invite people who have the facility so that we're using the efforts of everybody to create something better than any individual could make so that it's interesting for more people, too. I mean, it'd be neat to see everything from one person, but then, you know, that's not the real...
Well, like you said, I mean, it doesn't have to be just you. This is a collaborative effort, so to where all... If you're closer, if somebody in Maine is an AK guy who's been collecting, you know, just finished AKs forever, and somebody wants to go talk to him, well, that's great, and you're right there.
Yeah.
Do it. Exactly.
But on the other hand, I really do want to talk to Mr. King, because but we'll see. Like I say, we did some basic... doing some mileage and stuff, and Texas is a giant state. They got no business having so much real estate down there. It takes, like, a lot of gas to go from Tucson across Texas.
No. We need all the freedom we can get.
You can have freedom in a smaller area. We're going to create a couple of more states. We're going to make... Obama said there's 57 states, so I think we could probably cut another couple out of that land, Texas.
We'll have a north, a south, an east, and a west Texas.
All right, now that we've gone completely off the rails, I do appreciate everybody for jumping in and sticking with us through the end here. Thanks for mentioning that I didn't mention at all about the crowdsourcing thing at all. I mentioned that this did get funded through crowdfunding on Indiegogo. Those were these PVC patches that we made that are the top of a spam can. There are some still available, so if anybody is interested in still supporting the project, it's basically set to run out when they run out. So I think I haven't looked lately, but there probably are some patches still left, and I know that there's still some going out because we just ordered a refill of stickers to go with them. So the perk is a patch or the collection of patches with the matching sticker. We do have those available, though, on Amazon. They cost more, but, you know, that's how it is. And then they cost more if you buy them on Amazon. And then I don't know. I think we have them on the store. Our store is gearwebsites.com. I'd have to go double check if we actually have them on the store or not, but if we don't, we'll have them up there shortly. And we are about to do another crowdsourcing thing for the the playing card patches. So the playing cards that we had kind of talked about earlier were a set of aircraft identification cards, or similar to a deck of aircraft identification cards, but with Kalashnikovs, with AKs on them. And when we did that as a crowdfunding effort last year, we got some PVC patches to go along with those for the people that participated. However, we screwed up and sent out too many patches with some of them, and that screwed up our count. And last, maybe 25, I think, went out without them. So we want to get more to fulfill those for everybody. And then we figured we'd get some extra as a crowdsource thing. So what we're going to do is do the opposite. The ones we're talking about, the patches were black on white. We're going to do a white on black and do that as a quick fundraising thing to get those last patches made and shipped and everything. Anybody who's interested then in getting those patches, not the people that didn't get them from the campaign, those people will get theirs, but anybody who didn't get one or wants more or whatever, those will be available soon. And it's not a top priority, but we've been getting bugged by certain people, so we will get that out sooner than later. And again, those kind of things we do appreciate, because what we're trying to do here is make cool stuff, and it's way better to make cool stuff for the people that watch the cool stuff, or that play with the cool stuff, or that interact with the cool stuff. It's way harder to make cool stuff that some sponsor wants to pay for, and that some sponsor thinks is cool, and that some sponsor isn't offended by. And there's obligations. There's obligations when you have sponsors that are paying for it. They typically don't want you to talk about their competitors, right? So this is really cool, being able to build something where, I mean, I built these things for 10 years, and they have very few ads. I've never had sponsors on them, more than just a few local gun shops and stuff. And it's really, really, really cool to be able to put some time and effort into something like this that I'm not beholden to anybody except the audience, and it's super cool. So I can't say enough that it's awesome. It's not only fun to be the person who gets to put this together, but it's just cool because I really like to see the results of that. From my experience, the results of those kind of efforts have been much more fun to watch or to enjoy after than the stuff that's funded by sponsors. So I just like being a part of this, and if I can be if I can lead the way on this and others can take this and get the idea to go do it for, like I say, something that they're passionate about, then that's awesome. So let us know. That's what we built Gun Channels for. If you're trying to build a brand or start at something, a project that no one's ever heard of before, but it's gun-related, then use the resources at Gun Channels. That's what we built it for. There's people there that are eager to help out or to offer advice or to just to be there with you along the way. And I really think that all this will do us all good in the long run. Yeah. Anyway, said enough. Thanks again for everybody for all of it, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.